Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen again. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I still have a crab in my pants.
And welcome to the show. Tragedy struck the Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen podcast.
Twice in three days.
True. That is true. This podcast is cursed this season.
Are you looking? Are you looking? Is it recording?
It is recording. It looks like everybody's voice is there. Jack, can you say something again just to be 100% sure?
I could say something again.
All right, yes. Jack is there.
What? So, spit my ass.
So on, what was it? Sunday. We recorded the preview show. And we haven't used two people in the studio in forever. Didn't realize that Colleen's mic wasn't turned on
since the finale of this show, I think.
Pretty much. And maybe 20 minutes in, Jack, whatever it was, I was like, oh, wait, Colleen's not even in this.
Yes.
So she went back and re-recorded, right?
And re-recorded her entire. So if it sounds a little
echoey
or whatever, that's why.
That's why.
So and then yesterday, the new episode of Survivor. And usually we record like right after the show airs, but that also means we have to put Zach to sleep. So put Zach to sleep, ran down, ran straight into recording this and didn't really pay attention to anything.
So essentially producer of the year.
It strikes again. And, so we record, we had a lot of fun.
It was awesome shows.
I was saying before we recorded, my wife used those. I was great. We had a great time. It was a lot of fun. I can't wait for people to hear it.
I know. And I even said to
Jay. And like 10 minutes later, I get a text from Jay. I go, what? He goes, I'm not joking. I go, oh, come on.
So
first you blamed me.
Well, because Colleen turned down one of the knobs. I was like, I think I need that, but whatever. But
I thought it was. I said, "Uh-oh." She goes, "What?" I go, "I think I screwed up because I redid my whole mixer. I did everything. I spent hours yesterday fixing it up, all getting ready. So you guys, because there's been a problem hearing me in another podcast, it wasn't me. So
what
go
ended
on.
Up happening was we have a webcam for when we do our live shows.
So blame the Ramblecast.
And it was for some reason. It usually is never set to that, but the mic was set to the webcam and not the mixer that I have. It didn't record anything that Jack said. So we have a full complete podcast.
So we have two-thirds
of the funny
people.
Which, to be fair, was probably the best part of the podcast, everything I said.
So we do have this in-the-can episode without any of Jack's dialogue.
I kind of want to just post it as like a Patreon
maybe
level.
Like a Patreon, yeah, maybe a Patreon exclusive.
Why would people want that? I'm not on there.
Well, it's kind of funny just like exactly. Hearing us laugh at your jokes and stuff like that.
So I listened to the whole thing today and I was like, well, maybe he comes back in. Maybe it's like when I had to do it, there was an echo of me because I picked up through Jay's microphone and that's why I just re-recorded everything I said. I was like, maybe there's an echo. Maybe when he drops Zach off, I can have him just stay and re-record some of his stuff and we'll just cut out anything that we can't get, like redo. And I mean, you're not there the whole episode, dude.
So
it's still pretty funny, though. I laughed.
Some might say that's my best work.
So we are here again to record about this episode again. Luckily, we already have our tally game picks set up. They are in stone, Jack. You can't change your mind now. We're going to go back into this recap. We do have one clip from the episode we recorded yesterday that we want to play.
I was up all night because I was so worried. I was like, how are we going to recreate the magic?
And we just got to do it again.
Do it live.
But before we get into that, we want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JNJack. All of that makes everything possible. Paying all the podcasters, paying for our hosting, everything comes from you, the listener. So thank you so much. If you'd like to become a patron today, go to jayandjack.com and click on the patron link.
Or maybe I'll just tomorrow go through and edit out all the funny bits and just make them like bloopers.
No, just have it one
just
big thing.
Here's the audio.
That's the next Patreon level goal. If we,
I feel like it's totally worth a listen though.
Once we hit that $1 million goal, $1 million a month.
On the positive,
we'll sub it in for Jack's naked Survivor audition tape.
Because that's really taken people by storm, because we've only offered that for, what, 10 years?
Yeah. I
think people started, at first we were like, we were rolling, and people went, oh, wait. We better stop, because we might hit that goal. They might make us watch it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So without any further ado, we're going to jump into this recap. But one of our favorite things from yesterday's recap that we recorded was the sequence in which I found out that Colleen might be watching video of Ken is a 10 while I'm sleeping or I'm not home.
Well, don't ruin it. Just set it up better.
And we came up with a hashtag for Cole. Well, so
yeah, our new Ken is a 10 hashtag.
We're just going to play this clip for you right now.
Cole is a therapy guide and a rock climbing instructor. Mike is a sex
guy. So I feel bad. I call him the homeless guy, but apparently he's like a billionaire or something. I learned after the fact.
So rumor.
Yeah, because the joke on our preview episode earlier this week was he lives in a Prius, but apparently he's like loaded.
No, no, no. Yeah, he can be homeless and have money. He chooses
that's
not to
true.
Own a home.
That's true. But if I had money, I would. If I was going to be homeless or live in a car, I wouldn't choose a Prius. I mean, he's handsome. He's a handsome. I mean, is he our you know,
Ken
is a 10 of this season?
Yeah, we got to come up with a hashtag.
He's in the running. He's in the running. Hot and loaded? Okay.
Hot and loaded. You know, I do follow Ken is a 10's Instagram, and he does a lot of the Instagram stories. He is seriously just as dreamy and sensitive and whatnot.
Oh, I didn't know you were following his Instagram and watching his stories.
I do.
Hashtag Insta-cheat.
Hashtag you travel a lot.
No. You know, it's like Snapchat. Instagram it's like Instagram's like a chat, like a yeah. live video.
And I mean, they're usually at some kind of like, you know, rally or protest, or he's giving things to homeless people.
People don't see us at home right now, but like Colleen, like it's like she's her face is being flushed.
I just took my sweatshirt
off. She took her sweatshirt off. She did, like she literally took her sweatshirt off. Her face got flushed.
I put my hair in a ponytail now. It was down.
She's getting all hot and bothered over there.
Well, I mean, we know he at least has, what, $100,000?
He wasn't second, was he?
He tied for second, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Oh, I don't know.
So, yeah. It's still more than I have. That Patreon's lucrative, but not as lucrative as second place. Okay, so this isn't like super confirmed, but this is the rumor on the street is he created an iPhone app or something like that and made a lot of money from it. So he's loaded. So anyway, yeah, so that's the word on the street. I'm sure that more details and information about this will come out because, you know, homeless dude apparently has a lot of money.
All right. There you go. Good for him.
Yeah.
Were you thinking about Ken is a 10 as well, Jack? Were you getting all, like, hot and bothered?
I'm going to go.
Yeah. Wait, Colleen, when you watch these stories, do you have them on mute?
Sometimes when you're sleeping next to me.
Dang. The truth comes out, ladies and gentlemen. The truth comes out. Yeah, you just like look at me in disgust.
We gotta figure out a hashtag though for Cole's new Ken is a 10, because the only guy I can think of right now is bowl and hole, and neither of those are gonna do any good for this. We are a PG podcast. Thank you very much. We'll figure something out. Cole's hole.
Cole's hole? Oh god.
Bowl and Cole's hole.
Oh no, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
So Mike is a sex doctor. He gets a lot of gratitude from guys all the time. His office uses Cole's app all the time.
Let's see. Oh, I'm looking at what rhymes with Cole.
Yeah, I googled
and
that
we got
too.
We got goal. Cole goals. Cole goals.
Cole is my goal.
Yeah, Cole is my goal. There you go. Hashtag Cole is my goal. There you go, Colleen.
Okay.
That we can move on now.
All right, so there you go. Hashtag Cole is my goal is the new Ken is a 10 for this season. All right, Colleen,
I also, we missed out on the word pole. and a whole bunch of other ones that I thought of in the car this morning. I was like, if I only had another chance to record.
Let's jump into this recap.
All right. Yay. I'm so excited to do this again.
She's taking time to actually pull up the recap. She had like a day now to know to pull it up, and she's still taking
time.
Well,
I have to say before we start, though, because...
Aren't we started?
I noted this last night, and I'm going to note this again because I promised Scott Eric that I would. But, like, I can totally see why this episode was only an hour long and not 90 minutes.
Why is that?
Because it wasn't my favorite premiere.
Why? Wait, why wasn't it your favorite?
Are we recording?
We're recording. Right,
you said this yesterday, right?
but yeah, what's why? Why did you not like the episode?
It's not that I didn't like it. It didn't have that, like, you know, sweeping premiere feeling to
me. Jeff Probst was on like a volcano or something. What more sweeping do you need?
That is very true. So
it had Crazy Alan.
That is very true.
I think you worship the whole Tony and
Sandra
premiere last year.
I know, I loved it so much.
You're putting that on a pedestal, which is making it hard to enjoy this episode.
No,
you got to get used to the new characters. They're all new characters, or not characters. You know, they're all new people. So we got to get used to their pluses, minuses.
I don't think that was it.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. And the 3-year-old peanut gallery in the room upstairs also agreed with me. So I'm just saying. Okay. So now that we spent about 4 minutes longer on that than we did the first time around.
This is a new show, Colleen. You can't recreate the past. We have new
Consider
things.
Consider me unsubscribe.
My sweatshirt just came off again for a whole different reason this time.
Cole is the goal.
Cole is my goal, hashtag. So we start, all right, Survivor Triple H, season 35, episode 1. I'm not crazy, I'm confident. Hashtag Survivor is back. We begin with Probst on a mountain and the castaways on a pirate ship. We're split up into three tribes. Heroes are in blue. We meet some of the heroes. Ben is a former Marine. Chrissy had a career that she's a hero because she had a career and then she took care of her kids, which that totally makes her a hero to me.
I would say that.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I did before.
I think you did too.
Can I just say that I love how they, you know, even though they didn't know what tribe they were going to be on, they all showed up color coordinated. I thought that was just great happenstance.
Yeah, that was funnier yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Enough jokes about the past. We're moving on.
We have to go back, Jay.
No.
The healers are in yellow. Cole is a therapy guide and a rock climbing instructor.
Yes, and I got to take back that I said he was a poor homeless guy. Apparently, he's a rich homeless guy. So
yes, that's in the clip.
But wasn't Jessica looking at him starry eyed right there in the beginning?
Oh yeah. Wouldn't you?
She's looking at him like going, "Oh my god."
It's not like he opened with "I'm a therapy guy," not "I live out of my car
he
by choice."
Smiled and the little like shiny like. Ting! On his teeth appeared,
but she likes him. What are those movies where the guy, you know, he pretends to be poor and he has to find the right girl that? What Coming to America? There you go, with Eddie Murphy.
No,
you guys never saw it.
No, I've seen it. I don't think that's his play.
No, I'm just saying that you don't know
maybe,
that.
Maybe it is because he's like, oh, he's so sensitive.
Because how do you make his money with an app, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So what you're saying, it's the 2017 version of that
yes,
movie.
Yes.
There you go.
They're
doing a remake.
It's the more extreme version of having a dog in your Tinder profile pic.
Okay. Got it.
I got it. That was very funny.
Thank you.
Good job, honey.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but that's okay.
Because it makes the guy look sensitive. Like,
oh. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be a cat be better?
Nah, dog.
Dog, okay.
Yeah. I don't even dog like make dogs, it,
dog
I
makes
know
him look.
That's the technique.
Dog makes him look rugged and sensitive.
That's what I hear on the internet.
A cat just makes him look whipped, right? Is that what you're saying?
maybe.
No, I'm just. You said a cat was no good.
I don't know.
All right, Moving on. Speaking of cats, Mike is a sex doctor.
I'm a sex doctor.
There's a leap there, but you can step the stones to get there.
I guess.
And men are really grateful.
Yes. So what did Oda Probe say to him? He's like, I bet you get a lot of thank yous from a lot of men, Mike.
I was in prison for a while.
There's a whole hand there, Doc?
Yeah, cut to Joe, the probation officer.
Moon River.
I'm a urologist, too, in prison.
It's been a stretch making Joe a healer. I'm just going to say, I guess he's a
I wasn't getting that. He goes, I really, if they get out of line, I smack him over the head.
It's a different kind of healing, I guess.
It's almost like that. What season when they had that that season where they had the people that were here, whatever that was, and you're like going like a Ty. What Ty was in
Brains,
the wrong?
Brawn, Beauty.
He was Beauty.
He was Beauty.
He has a beautiful soul.
He does have a beautiful soul.
But I think that's fair because I think it's easy to see that he has a beautiful soul.
And what does a beautiful soul get you? No votes.
Third place.
Third place, exactly. So does that mean Cole is going to become third place?
Cole is a beautiful soul.
Oh my God! The hashtags are just creating themselves tonight. Thank you, hashtag gods.
If that's his goal to finish third, then that's his goal.
Okay, so the Hustlers, let's moving on. The Hustlers are dressed in red. Allie is a personal assistant to a YouTube star.
And do we know who the YouTube star is?
She says it in the preview video, but it's nobody that I recognize. But again, I'm an old man.
I think she does like pranks or something. I'm not totally positive. But
all right, we need to have someone send us the information before next week.
But I assume it can't pay well to be a YouTube celebrity assistant. Because I mean,
what are you talking about? Some of those people are making millions.
That's true. That's true. Maybe
It's crazy. You sit there and look at. I go, wait, that guy's making lots of money.
I do that review, like Happy Meal toys and stuff like that. I'm like, come on.
That was your calling.
It was. I missed.
You wasted your time podcasting.
I wasted my best years on you, Jack. My best years.
I told you I didn't want to do it.
But as Allie's describing the things that she does, though, like it really does sound like it sucks to be a personal assistant.
Well, she right there deserves $1 million.
Well, it's like they nice they gave him the Hustler title, but really it's like, oh, you guys do all the grunt work. Right?
Okay,
trying to make you guys seem.
I don't know about that.
Well, no, they're hustling to make a buck.
They're hustling. I thought hustlers when they first said they're more of like. The like car salesmen or something like people that are like hustling for cash.
Actually, that's true. There aren't many salesmen on there, are there?
Yeah, I mean not common, but more salesy. Hustlers like they're
people that don't have
the term. To me, hustler means that you're like it's like Paul Newman playing the hustler.
That's maybe maybe
you're hustling. You're hustling for money. Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
Or something. That's what I thought because I thought it would be all the the conniving. The double deal kind of makers.
So basically, they're just the blue collars.
Kind of. Like another name for the blue collars.
People didn't like the blue collars. Let's call them the hustlers.
Mike, the blue collar one.
That's
they did.
Very true.
And actually, I just made a connection now. Mike tried to eat the squirrel.
Whoa! You made the connection now.
And no, I'm saying, but they were both blue collar technically because Sir.
Nice work.
Yes,
Bolton.
Sir Bolton.
Sir Bolton.
I'm glad we
that's
remembered that
name.
That's a great name.
I think I said Sir Bolton on the preview show, I think.
I don't remember that, but...
I didn't listen to it, so I
was
know.
Only listening for myself. So. Okay, so another hustler is Ryan, a.k.a. Team Turtleneck, which I believe Malcolm coined that term. So I'm just going to roll with it as well. Because Malcolm wants
Wyatt,
to make it happen,
why it's
I
Malcolm.
Will. Yeah, duh. So Ryan is 125 pounds soaking wet. He doesn't drink and he doesn't have a girlfriend.
So who wouldn't want to team with me?
Yeah. Clearly, the hustlers are not. What was Cliff? The water bottle hitter.
Oh, he was the hybrid.
But what was that?
Art of Seduction or something like that?
What was it? Well, I'll remember it randomly.
He was the hybrid.
No,
that's his name, but the thing that he did.
The seduction. Pickup artist.
That's right, yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Anyway, it's go time. The healers get to the fire first, then the heroes. Meanwhile, the hustlers are still trying to figure out what show they're on.
You know what shocked me about this whole thing? They're like throwing the food over randomly. How did people not get hit? You got what's his name, Sir Bolton,
chucking pineapples
at nobody. And in the end, how much food did they actually get into the boat?
Not enough.
That's
what was that? Couldn't even get the boat straight. So I mean, it's too much.
I'll be honest with you. Screw getting the fire and the flint. I'm going to get it soon anyway. I'm going to grab as much food as I possibly can.
It's true. I mean, and Jeff commented like throughout the whole thing, like, this seems like chaos. Like nobody went in with the plan or strategy.
Who cares if I don't get fire?
And what did he say about him throwing the pineapple is like a football quarterback
throwing a pass and the receiver's nowhere to be found. But I mean, yeah.
So he's seen the LA Chargers.
But I'm surprised, as aggressive as he was saying, "Hey, we have medical here." That he was just, you know, saying, "Hey, there's medical in case you get hit by one of these pineapples."
Looking back on it, we didn't even talk. I was sort of thinking about today. I go, why wouldn't you just take all the food? Who cares? I mean, obviously you want to have fire.
Screw getting the fire.
But well, I can survive on bananas.
I would say, since there's three tribes, two get fire. Only one's not going to. So I think your odds are higher, so I don't mind it as much. I think it's still you balance between both.
It just to me didn't look like a lot of food was being taken into the boats. They were just
it seemed like a lot of wasted food, which also seemed in poor taste given some of our local island troubles.
Because I mean, it lucked out for the hustlers that they got flint because they won in the challenge. If they didn't, they still wouldn't have gotten flint. So it's a risky move. It's a risky proposition. But throughout all of it, Ryan ended up getting a pretty sweet. Hidden
yeah
advantage.
He did
which it took him forever to put it in his pants. I was like, how did Alan not see that?
To be fair, he said
that was my joke yesterday. Alan was probably wondering how come he has a square butt.
Where's the bulge? that was a joke from last night too. All right, nobody. Cool. I'll move on then. We go to the healers, day one. Jessica thinks Cole is like Tarzan, and she thinks that, you know, she has fallen in love.
Well, he has like a 12-pack, right? That's according to Joe.
Yeah, or 8-pack or something like that, yeah.
No, I think he said 12-pack.
Did he say 12? Okay.
Because nothing gets by Joe.
He does fancy himself another Tony, but we'll get to that.
Well, yeah, they have this gigantic fire, and again, like Joe, overplaying it. He's playing like Tony's season or Tony's second season instead of Tony's first season in terms of the aggressiveness.
True.
What'd you say?
But from what we've seen,
I was thinking today, maybe that's just how he is at his job. I mean, he probably has to be forceful. He probably has to be aggressive because he can't be considered weak, right?
True, and to be fair, he is one of my people, aka New York,
tri-state area resident,
which explains the rudeness.
Exactly, yeah, that's where I was going
like,
with.
Connecticut people aren't like New Jersey and New York.
They have, I mean, you know, they're a little bit more.
They got to leave the island. They got to leave. It's like the bad people in Australia. They got to leave. You know.
Very true. Very true.
I'm kidding, Australia. I'm kidding.
But New York, no, I'm not.
No. He's been there enough times.
No, I'm not. No,
totally, totally true.
I'm walking here. I don't care.
Anyway, the healers gloat that they're about having a good tribe that is sure to win challenges, and Joe, who again fancies himself like a Tony. What did we call him yesterday?
Was that a Tony Russell hybrid?
Said Tony Russell hybrid.
I kind of agreed with it.
I didn't think Tony Russell.
He's a bit of a bully. What's your combo then?
I don't remember what my combo was.
No, what do you think now? Don't think about yesterday. What do you think now? Don't live in the past.
Oh, card. Jason from.
Yes. Yeah.
Jason.
I don't see that so much because Jason didn't really like have any observational skills. Where I would say
Scott
Pollard's Jason. Joe was right in his observations. Like he was going to go look for idols. He's pushing it too hard.
Right, which, I don't know, I feel like the abrasiveness is kind of more like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. That's what I got, though. I didn't think that he had that Russell, like, smoothness to him, though. That's where I don't agree.
Okay. I was saying more, take the bulliness of Russell and the kind of intuitiveness of Tony.
I suppose.
But anywho.
Anywho.
Moving on.
Joe says that they're all his victims at this point, which I thought was a very odd choice of phrasing for somebody who's supposed to be a healer.
Well, again, in terms of playing a survivor character, if he's going to be a villain, I'm okay with that kind of stuff. You know, it makes it fun.
Yeah, that's
true. Maybe he's not maybe he's on the other side of the correction fence.
What do you mean?
He said they're his victims, so.
Oh, maybe he's not a corrections
officer. Like, maybe he was a criminal at one point.
Oh, boy. That'd be an interesting twist.
This just got real dark.
Yeah. Maybe he killed people. Yeah. No, I think he's playing it up for the camera. Colleen loved the Queen Saves the Queen last year, but this season she's like, no, you're new. You haven't earned the ability to play to ham it up like you're putting
it. You can't right say it 85 times an episode.
Mm-hmm. Adios.
Adios.
We go over to the Heroes Tribe. They are building a shelter, and alliances are tentatively forming. Alan, the former football player, wants to play full tilt sprint out the gate.
Okay, can I just say, like, I had him as a final three on my preseason picks if you listen to the preseason episode.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, talk about a bust.
He might vote himself out.
Talk about a draft day bust, Alan. Thank you. Thank you so much for.
And I think we said, I don't remember saying that. We could have said this yesterday, that it's only day one.
I know.
How hungry could he be?
Exactly.
You know what? Instead of going for the fire, grab some more, you know, some of the more of the, grab that pineapple that,
Sir Bolt was throwing. The pineapple. It could have all been different because, yeah, you're right. Because we were all kind of, if we had a concern in his video, was, you know, saying that if I'm hungry, I get cranky. That wasn't cranky. That was crazy.
Yes, crazy. So Ellen wants to work with Ben, and the two of them then want to bring on JP and Ashley because they notice that they seem close. And together they form a core four. And then we have the other
more
two.
More like a poor four, am I right?
They didn't want to be around team moms.
No, it was the mom
squad.
So
they're anti-moms.
Yeah, I felt like that's tough. That's really tough, especially for the two moms there. That's not, you know... It's
okay.
Ages.
So
do we have a problem with people forming? I know it's going to happen, and you have to do it because if you're on the show, you have to do it, or you're going to be left in. You'll be team mom. I mean, if you don't form an alliance right away, you're done.
But here's okay. Look at did the mom team mom have a chance? Like because they don't really have a lot of older players.
Right. Well,
first of all,
they're called the mom squad, not team mom.
Mom.
But how hard is it to relate to younger people? I mean, you just have to fake
it's
it.
It's not, but I'm saying, like, is there not enough older people so that they almost don't have a chance? Like,
I don't know. Denise Stapley did just fine. She was their age.
So it's just, is it then on,
Cass
the onus is on
with
the older players to, like, really get in with the younger players immediately? Or is it tougher when they're split in three tribes where there's smaller groups, so it's not as...
It's probably tougher.
Maybe,
I think when you're split into three groups, in three tribes instead of two, because like you said, there's less people to
hide behind.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they know they have to work together, but Ben thinks that they're an easy target. So maybe it's just the people that they end up with. Like maybe there's, you know, obviously.
Just draw the cards.
JP and Ashley wanted to be a power couple.
Lately, they've always said they got to stay strong, and yet they start, I don't like this guy. I'm voting him out.
So.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel bad. It's tough. I'm just thinking from like a strategic perspective, what chance did they have, or what could they have done differently, or was just one going to have to be the sacrificial lamb, as it seemed to be?
I mean, from what we saw, they didn't really interact with the other four.
Yeah, it's true.
They could have, but I mean, it's almost like, you know, a power couple. If you're an older person, you want to hang out with the older person, or you want to go, okay, I need to be with the younger people.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you need to be around everybody, but you can't just go off and go, okay, the two older women, which they're not that old, but the two older women have to go. They're going off on their own. So yeah,
but we don't know if they went off on their own. We just
they went to go get water, and that's when they singled them out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of those things. We'll have to see how it all plays out in the end.
Yep.
Yeah, All right, so we go over the
Hustlers.
It's
the greatest social experience on TV.
And the same things happen almost every single time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been proven.
Well, start learning.
It seems that the older women seem to do better when they're the only older women there. Like, mm-hmm. Cass was on a tribe, but the other women there were Tasha and Jatia, so she didn't have, mom to bond with. And Denise, it was just her and Malcolm at the end, so they only had kind of, like, each other to work with.
Yep.
So, and Lisa Welchel had Mike Scoopin, which we won't even get into, so maybe that's just...
Worked you take the good, you take the bad.
Dawn have another like mom?
Is it too soon to say? I guess Michael was thinking about the old Facts of Life show. Too soon? Okay, I'm sorry.
way too soon.
But I think to your point, maybe because there was two older women on there, and they just you'll probably naturally gravitate towards that, which put a target on their back. So
yeah, but in this game you have to. It's like he says, it's have to think. Okay. Are they gonna? If I go walking this way, are they? But we didn't see everything. But I didn't see them interacting with the other. Only time we saw was when Crazy Alan came over to them.
Yeah,
well,
They were away from the tribe. So,
and to be fair, Crazy Alan sort of took up all of the spotlight.
Yeah, that's true. He did for that tribe. So there was a guy flashing himself, and he still took up all of the spotlight.
That's very true.
But, you know, it is what it is. But like, even former players of the show say they usually just go for what's the easiest vote, and that's what made him the easiest vote. So let's move along here.
All right, so we go to the Hustlers day one. Lauren, the fisherwoman, doesn't want to give up, so she kind of rallies the team. They're building a shelter. She says that they need to kick it into high gear. Stay away from the critters. I kind of like her.
Stay away from the critters.
Yes, which Patrick promptly ignores because he wants to eat something gross. And he also may have a crab in his pants.
Going, what the heck's a critter? I never watched Beverly Hillbillies. I don't know what that means.
No, so Patrick, a.k.a. Sir Bolton, somewhat had I believe the best way to describe it was like the Mike Holloway meets Jeff Varner edit. He didn't, throw up Scorpion. Or anything.
We didn't end up eating the stick bug, so maybe just a couple maybe steps away.
Yeah, a couple steps away.
Just joshing.
And he didn't have anything actually bite his butt, but the feeling, the emotion, the sentiment behind it was still there.
He's definitely spastic. He's definitely spastic. And if his kind of cast unveiling video and this episode and the previews for next episode show us anything, that's just going to continue to get worse and worse. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But I will say the choice as Mr. Crab as our award for whoever wins the tally game, I think will prove out wisely.
Oh, that actually, dude's totally going to eat something gross.
My prediction
before.
Is he gets evac'd out. You know what you can do is he'd be sleeping, just in the morning, drag him out to the sun.
Oh, that's terrible.
And just leave him out there for a while. Go, anyone smell bacon?
Oh no, that's awful.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon, so sue me.
I don't know.
I placed the bacon on my Foreman grill. It's good for me.
It's good for you. And I stepped on it.
That dude needs a sombrero, though, if he's going to be out there.
He doesn't have a hat.
Yeah, how do you
where not is the hat? I mean, I don't know.
Ben is maybe a 10, has his big cowboy hat. You know, it's he should have.
He better run over and steal it from Ben because he's going to fry.
Anyway, I predict that Patrick is going to give us some entertainment.
Yeah. Sir Bolton will aim to please as long as he lasts.
I got my pet rattler.
That's right. There we go. Allie wants to work with him because she thinks that he gets along with everyone and must be well liked. And he in return,
run Allie, run.
He in return says that he trusts her probably because she's super hot.
She is gorgeous.
Yes, she is.
And she's a final three pick for me. I like the gameplay I saw in this.
Mm-hmm. So finally,
even if she's picking the wrong person to pair up with,
maybe it's not. Maybe he's the goat.
That's true.
If he can make it that far with some sunscreen.
He could be a good goat if he can, not get murdered by some animal or something.
But yeah,
and
I don't
rhinoceros.
Know.
Rhinoceros. There we go.
The Mike Holloway vibes for him, though, for me, end with the maybe eating gross things. Not anything beyond that. I'm just.
He doesn't have Mike's deep voice.
Right.
We gotta get out of here. if he starts walking around with a piece of wood in his mouth the whole time, yeah. Then I know he's just posing. Man.
All
Come
right.
On.
So, speaking of things maybe being in people's pants. We go over to Team Turtleneck, who is he's really like can't wait to see this idol clue that he's picked up, and he quips for the
Luckily,
first time.
Luckily, he wasn't on Joe's island because Joe yeah. would have spotted that a mile away.
Well, yeah. The problem with Joe is you have nowhere to hide it.
Actually, in both cases, he's lucky he's not.
He works in a correction facility, and yeah. he's discovering contraband. So how do you hide that from
Spread
Joe?
Your legs. but it's he in both cases either he would have had Joe. Perform a bodily search, and then body cavity search, and then you would have had Alan just make him strip down or go jump into the water. Yeah. So the only tribe he could have gotten that clue on, he ended up being.
Yeah,
on, so
thankfully.
And Joe would say, "I don't need gloves. I'm tough."
And Alan would say, "Me neither."
First one gets to keep it.
Yeah.
For the first, so he.
But I don't have it. That's not the idol.
He quips for the first time. Someone's dying to get in my pants. Which I
if he merges with Alan, he's going to regret that statement.
Again, though, we go back to how did nobody see that in his pants?
Well, maybe Alan's psyche kind of like saw him stick something in his pants, and that was what psychologically he couldn't get out of his mind. There was just something
subliminal.
Subliminal. Something was just like ticking. He was like, there's an idol in somebody's pants.
Or he forgot who put what in their pants.
Or he just like held it between his thighs or something, so it was just part of his normal. He got rid of the bulge, maybe.
But again, or maybe he didn't really.
25 pounds,
so he has no thighs.
Or maybe he didn't really have a bulge beforehand, and then people just thought this was a normal.
Aw, don't say that, Ryan. You got a perfectly normal bulge.
You haven't even seen it.
I'm just saying. I don't want to like.
Don't
you know,
bulge shame somebody.
Yeah, don't bulge shame somebody. I'm sure he has a perfectly fine bulge.
Yeah, there goes our listeners. Ryan's not going to retweet us.
Thanks,
oh
Colleen.
Man, but, okay. So Ryan, though, I really liked him too. I was getting.
Oh, don't try and change the tune.
I really did.
Liked Ryan.
I liked him.
He's
okay,
he's my favorite. No bulge and all. I love him.
maybe he also has an Instagram live story that I can watch later.
You know, we have Ken as a 10, but I like him just like Ken. No bulge.
so does Joe, maybe. Anyway, so but Ryan, though, I really did like him. I got like the Cochrane Adam Klein vibes from him, which I don't know is very endearing to me. The advantage from the boat ended up being a super immunity idol that could only be used at the first tribal council. So how do we feel about this?
Yeah.
Like
I like it because there was too many advantages last season. I think like it was getting excessive the amount of ways that you can't get voted out of the game, and that's how Suri got booted out last season. That was a travesty for the game. So these crazy super idols, I like the time limit on it. And it's even better than Legacy Idol because that was a game one of those things just kind of came up and kind of took the game away from the players. So I liked it. I liked it in this sense.
I liked it, but it because I agree with you. There were too many idols the last couple seasons. But this one, is it worth – unless you're the team that loses and you're worried about getting voted out, yeah, it sucks being the first one voted out because nobody remembers you unless you're voted out twice first. that's the only time anyone remembers you. But seriously, I mean, how many times do you go look at the reunion show and go, who is that? Oh, that's right. They got voted out first. So if it was to save me, that'd be good. But as far as getting – what if I was caught with it and didn't tell anybody? Or if I didn't tell someone said, and then they voted me?
You're still not going home, right?
Yeah.
I know, but then you go, oh, then you got the label. Oh, this is the dishonest guy. He didn't tell us the truth. So how can we trust him? So the next time you're out, is it worth – to me, was it, unless you're guaranteed your tribe's going to lose and guaranteed you're going to be the one voted out, I don't think it's worth having.
Well, he did use it to build a bond with Devin, so –
Yeah, he did. So wait, in that case, though, isn't that the same as if you find any idol?
Yeah.
Super versus not super?
Well, any idol you can play whenever you can play. You can play whenever you want.
The risk is worth the reward since you get to keep it longer than just one day, right, Jack?
Yeah, yeah. If I keep it one, you know, if I have it an idol, I go, okay, I found the idol. I can keep this until I know I need it, or we know the numbers don't add up. But here, I never got to play. What if I never got? He didn't get good to play it. What good was having it?
See, I like that it kind of is neutralized. It takes the pressure off of somebody after the first episode, after the you know, 3 days that they have it. Because if somebody is not a huge target and they have it, I think that even if that's a drama for or tension issue for one episode, I think once they know that this person's neutralized, not going to be a threat, they'll go back to the bigger fish to fry. So I think that that's one thing. I also kind of like the added layer of strategery that it could bring to the game, in that you have to kind of figure out who else can this benefit, and then does that mean that this person is going to be like, can I sort of bring them in, you know, to on my side, because they know that even though I don't know them, I pick them to protect them. Like,
well, I think you use it to pick the weakest player on the other team, so they say, so you're making the other team weaker,
right?
Yeah, because so like
also,
if that had been used for, you know, they could have picked off the stronger player because you gave the weaker player the advantage. Yeah, that, but you could never, you know, I guess you could have, I'm the one that gave that to you later on. I mean, could you do that? But I think for me, I'm all for getting rid of the idols or making them harder to get. You shouldn't be able to walk around and find it.
Right. Yeah. I'm
tired of that.
I'm just thinking how, remember when David Wright played the idol for Jessica a few seasons ago, and it sort of like changed his game completely around him doing that. So yeah. Maybe they're hoping that that will do the same for another player?
It could, but like I said, to me, again,
could be just wasted screen time.
I would just be like, okay, if I can't use this, then I don't want anybody knowing I had it.
Yep.
Right.
That's why it was anonymous to whoever he sent it to. So
it worked out great for him and Devin, because Devin didn't backstab him. Yep. But, well, you know, how many times you see someone
Devin's,
going around?
Devin's a gentle soul.
Devin's a kind soul.
Yeah, kind soul.
We'll get to that.
Yes.
Okay, so we go over to the healers. It's day two. And Mike, the sex doctor's son, told him to go look for the idol.
His son was wrong.
And his son is named after Ethan, as we pointed out, because...
Well, Ethan won.
Ethan won. Also, Ethan was his wife's crush. Let's not forget that. So that was her celebrity hall pass.
Was this in our clip? No, okay. So
I didn't have a crush on Ethan.
Well, she has a crush on Ethan. Colleen has a crush on Ken. Colleen is pregnant with a male child. So now I know why the Ken is on your list of boys' names to choose from.
So is that really on the list?
No. Well, you'll never know. I guess you're going to have to wait till February.
What about Ryder?
Ryder?
Ryder.
No, like the Paw Patrol character?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
God, no. No Paw Patrol. No. No.
We're gonna name him Rocky or Rubble.
I'm telling you right now, Colleen, don't try and push Ken down there, because now I get it. I'm not gonna have a little.
Oh,
reminder.
Man, does that mean I also have to take Cole off, because I just added him to the list about 2 minutes ago?
I'm not gonna have a little reminder of the
and Ryan
you'd rather be with.
Turtleneck Ryan, right?
Turtleneck. That's right. But no, I really liked Ken, because it was first name Ken, middle name is a 10.
Anyways.
All right.
Moving on.
I'll move that down to number 5. I won't take it out
move
of my top
to
5,
below
but
10.
Ken's name is below 10.
Yes. Ken is below 10. That's my hashtag. Ken is below 10.
Yeah. Anyways, so Mike's biggest fear is being voted out first. Joe is concerned because Mike's been looking for the idol, and he has, like, you know, this passive aggressive comment about how he knows the island really well. He could draw a map or whatever. It was kind of like douchely a little bit, but he doesn't think Mike's a trustworthy guy. And then he confronts him privately, and he gets a little bit strong and bullish with Mike over it. And by bullish, I mean he was kind of a hole.
He wasn't kind of. He was.
In yeah. my opinion.
That's where I hope Mike push. Mike doesn't just take it. I think Mike needs to.
Well, he's a urologist, so he's used to giving it, apparently.
But I think with Mike, his I think
but
you
so
just
is Joe.
Let you just kind of put the vibe out there that he, that Joe is kind of nutty or kind of yeah. A jerk, and you let Joe self-destruct.
Yeah, let Joe self-destruct because I think Mike's has a really likable personality that I think is tribal like him. So
and Joe's going to rub people the wrong
exactly.
way.
Exactly, and if he allows Joe to kind of show. As in how he's kind of bullying Mike, I think the tribal side with Mike. And then.
Or you can even say, you know, one of the things, why are you always attacking me?
Yep.
Even if he's not.
Yep.
And that would, what do you mean? I go, every year over here, you're accusing me of this, you're accusing me of that. And you throw it, and you make him look bad.
Yep. Let him self implode.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which I have a feeling is probably what's going to happen.
Probably.
I've watched enough Survivor.
If you're doing it on day one. Again, we go back to Crazy Alan. If you're doing
to
on
be
the
fair,
first day, then you're not controlling your true personality is coming through, I think.
Yeah, we're getting up to Crazy Alan's crazy breakdown.
We're getting there. We're getting close.
Let's please get there.
All right, so we go over to the Hustlers day two. Team Turtleneck thinks that Devin wants a smarter friend. He's right.
Hashtag Fishback 2.0.
Exactly.
Fishback JT 2.0.
I'm cool with Devin because he's from San Diego.
Right. Well, yeah. This is probably
cool
the most sober and clear-headed Devin's been in a long time. Unless that island weed has found its way to this island, too.
We lost our football team, Devin. We know.
But in order to gain Devin's trust more, he decides to tell him about his advantage. And then... Devin is like, Ryan and I have the same mindset, the same ideas, our chemistry is
bro.
Perfect. Like,
bro, I love you, bro. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't know about that.
Hey, he picked the right person to share that kind of information with, I think.
And then he walked away and probably forgot it.
Devin was loyal, though.
That's what I'm saying. He's a loyal... He's like a loyal puppy dog.
Yeah.
Would there have been any advantage for Devin to go tell the others he had the idol?
Probably not. I mean, we don't know. Maybe Devin, if Devin finds strength in other numbers, he might find it.
I mean, early in the game, I don't get why it unless you're in trouble, I don't think there's any advantage of telling someone that just
holds
for
him
an
idol. Smart move because he's a smaller guy. He's not as strong. So if he pairs with a stronger person, that'll
give him some cover. It's a good move for Ryan. I'm saying for Devin, what advantage would he have to be?
I don't think Devin knows.
But you see it all the time where someone goes, oh, you have an idol?
Devin has to do is look to JT and his $1 million that JT has to realize that he needs to bring around a Ryan.
That's very true.
JT was a good player one season.
He was a good player because he had Fishback making the moves for him.
Very true.
That was smart, wasn't it?
Yep. There you go.
So if Devin, oh my God, this kind of, oh my God. When I just realized this. So Ryan writing the note like, dear Chrissy, I know you're in trouble. I hope that you can use this idol to your advantage at Tribal tonight. It's kind of like he got to live out a JT fantasy.
Yeah, it's not my fantasy.
Not a good fantasy. I'm just saying it was, I don't know where I was going with that.
Anyways,
but you get it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's keep moving.
I got it yesterday when you mentioned it.
I didn't mention it yesterday.
I know.
I was going to say, I just thought of that. But I thought that Devin, though, was going to be kind of like Taylor from Millennials and Gen X, but he's not.
No.
He doesn't seem to want to stir the pot or.
He's in my final three, so let me back off Devin a little bit.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't know, Devin just seems true to his word. Okay, so go to the Heroes, night two. Alan sees red flags between JP and Ashley, who are apparently a power couple. Which, did we ever...
I could really use a coconut. You're conspiring against me!
Hey. Did we ever figure out what their power couple name would be?
No.
It did.
We'll let Alan think of it. Power couple!
So he challenges JP at night to swear that he doesn't have an idol. And JP,
how about you swear to your mom? Just go jump in the water, take off her clothes, jump. Like what the hell?
Like what?
It's like, okay, dude, in order not to jump in the water with you, I'll give you the idol. All right,
it's yours.
I don't, I'm not jumping in naked in the water with
immortality.
You.
Take it. It's yours.
So JP pulls down his pants for an hashtag idol strip search, which they did not blur out as well as they probably could have.
Colleen was looking really
close. I was looking really close.
Hashtag Cole is her goal.
Hashtag Cole is my goal. But apparently...
That Joe wasn't there. He goes, I've seen that before.
No, but seriously. Okay, this whole scene was ridiculous. I mean, it was terrible Survivor play, right?
Again, it's day two.
Yeah, Alan, it's night two. I don't think we need to
brother.
Be, I need to be week, showing you this.
Go a week without eating before he got on the thing.
I don't know. If I were JP, though, I would have been like, "You want to? I don't have an idol in here. You want to feel it?
Yeah.
Like, you can TSA strip search me.
Back of the hand. Back of the hand.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
There was no. I go, okay, is he trying to do something? Is he trying to just make
them
out to be? Was he trying to make them out to be the bad guys? Yes. Or what was he trying to do?
In his talking head, that's basically what he said. Like, oh, they're gonna be the ones. And like, no, you're just blowing your own game up right now. So.
Yeah, apparently not eating makes him paranoid, not cranky.
Maybe he got some of Devin's weed and it was too strong.
That can't happen.
But there were no goldfish on the island.
But you're supposed to fly under the radar, at least for the first couple days.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You got two people. I don't know. He's just crazy.
Yeah. So one of the best parts about this was Ashley then giving a talking head and being like, I have second thoughts about moving forward with Alan. It's like, no, but duh.
Ashley, obvious. Smartest one on the island.
I don't know. You have to, though, right? Would you guys have pulled your pants down for Alan?
No.
But you kind of have to at that point, because otherwise you have something to hide.
I go, look, I don't have the idol. You can believe me or not.
Yeah.
I've never lied to you. I won't lie to you. I go, but I don't have the damn idol.
I mean, if I pulled my pants down for Alan, I would think that we're now the power couple. That's how that works, right? That's the rules.
But, like, you know, who walks
around? We would be called Jalen.
After you find the idol, you don't keep it in your pants. Right. Am I right?
Well, it depends. You probably bury it, yes.
Well, okay, if you're Ryan, you do, because nobody would notice. But if you're...
Ryan, I'm the only one left that thinks you have a perfectly normal bulge, okay?
Jay believes in your bulge.
But seriously, you just... Everyone always buries it. Even Ty buried it. Everyone buries the idol somewhere. I'll need this for later. You know, nobody really keeps it in their backpacks anymore or anything like that.
No.
So why is Alan going ballistic on this guy?
Because maybe he's never seen Survivor to know that you don't keep them. They're not crotch idols for long.
Yeah.
All right. So we go to the challenge, or as the three-year-old in our house likes to say, the game. I love the game.
I love the roller coaster thing. I would have loved to do that.
That looked awesome.
I would have done that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, super dangerous, but super awesome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, broken limbs are possible. But
couldn't that thing have taken off without them knowing it? I mean, it didn't. What kept them from going forward?
Probably just the little training they got before it started. But yeah, it's a good call out.
Guy standing in the back. Wait, Alan's standing in the back. Let's go!
But can we just talk about the heroes, gaff of the game, and not choosing... The one that's just a straight shot to the bloody goal for the maze.
Kudos to the woman on the healer's tribe that figured out how to get that straight shot so quickly. I couldn't remember who it was.
Well, what were they thinking, that someone would swat the ball away?
Yeah.
Matumbo would be out there, no, not in my house.
That's the only case that wouldn't be the better one. So
That would be funny, though, if someone did come out and go, no! And just slap them. But it was a straight shot. You just had that fall in little cracks.
Yeah,
the
heroes picked one that was way complicated.
Well, Colleen said it yesterday. Yeah, she was like, you don't have to be the hero.
Yeah, heroes, don't be a hero. You're not getting any gold medals or trophies.
Take the win.
Yeah.
Flip it over the other way.
They took the most complicated maze.
Yeah.
Anyway, they end up losing. And
they were not heroes.
And Chrissy ended up hurling.
Yeah, Chrissy ended up throwing up or spitting up or whatever it was.
It wasn't a lot of throw up, was it?
No, but it was like this big blob, blob. It wasn't nice.
She's lucky Alan didn't knock it out of the way and get the... Hey, that's food.
Or he wasn't like, do you have an idol in there?
Is that the idol, Jeff? I think she held it in her throat. Check, you check that, Jeff.
He takes it, goes, and he hands it Jeff at one of the trucks. This is not the idol. Throws it in the fire.
So Jeff, though, got concerned and, like, very loudly on camera in front of everybody made sure that everybody knew, I got medical. You need medical?
It's on tape.
We got it right here.
Okay, you don't.
Producer now. This matters.
Yeah. Yeah. I could be sued.
Yeah, so Chrissy, you know, does that, and Ryan, as he's leaving, knows he's got to give the idol to someone else. Kudos to you if you did not figure out that he was giving it to Chrissy, because I'm pretty sure that this was more obvious than JP not having an idol in his pants. So,
yeah, I don't know the name. We'll call her Chunks Girl. I don't know her name, but
it was Chrissy.
No, he's making it.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, you know, Ryan probably didn't know her. He probably didn't know her name, did he?
Mm.
The girl that threw up.
Yeah. He gave this to the puking mom on the other side.
Yeah. She was, like, laying there next to it for a long time. And I said, just get medical so we can clean this up.
Yeah. So, anyway. The heroes, day three. Ashley says that she doesn't trust Alan. Again, no duh. Alan, in turn, doesn't trust JP or Ashley. So Alan decides he's going to try to get the mom squad on his side with Ben.
Still doesn't make
hey,
any
Alan,
sense.
Just don't call him mom squad if you want to try and get her on your side. Just
be like, hello, women here in this camp with me.
Well, first
he
was talking with Christy, right? And then he says, "What's Katrina?" He goes, "Get over here."
You
didn't I don't know your name.
Lady who has kids. Who hangs out with the other one?
Wasn't he kind of rude, just yelling at her?
I don't even remember.
And she comes over, and goes, "Okay, yeah, we'll be on your team, sure."
Yeah. So
why are we stuck with Crazy Alan?
They all want to vote Ashley, and then Ben realizes he's got to figure out if they need to do if he and Alan need to side with the mom squad or Ashley and JP. And Ryan gives the super idol to Chrissy. So Ben was kind of super chill here. He was like letting them come to him, realized that he sort of had more of the advantage in this case, right? Mm-hmm. He kind of played it like Alan
knew he wasn't going home, so he played it cool.
Yeah. So Ryan gives a super idol to Chrissy. And I believe, as Jay had pointed out, is that a hashtag $1 million hurl?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
could be.
Didn't really mattering, I guess.
Well, what do you mean?
She didn't have to use it.
She didn't have to use it.
True.
So, it didn't really end up being that.
Unless she was able to use that to get... that's true. So, I guess we've answered our question 24 hours later. It was not a $1 million hurl. But if she does end up winning, can we retroactively call it a $1 million hurl?
Maybe.
Sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. We go to Tribal Council. It's... and they all air their crazy... and Katrina gets voted out, and it's 5-1.
Yeah, it was kind of a really boring tribal council.
Yeah, sort of like most of the rest of the episode that didn't feature idol strip searches.
Yeah, it'll heat up because they got to get going.
It'll heat up just like Sir Bolton's back. Shoulders.
It'll blister up just like Sir Bolton's back.
Yeah, so... bummer that we didn't get to see Katrina, the Olympic swimmer, in a swimming challenge.
You think they would, at least the first challenge would be a swimming challenge.
Yeah, seriously.
Even though I liked the challenge, I thought it was cool.
Yeah. It was
anyway.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then I guess Chrissy flipped, clearly.
Well,
yeah.
She didn't. She flip?
She
didn't really.
The other mom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was called survive. It's called survival.
Yeah, she didn't have to use her idol.
But we had an email about this. So we're gonna
talk
about it again.
We did.
So I think
she's a mathematician. Maybe she did the math and figured out she didn't have to play her idol.
Well, but, she also knows that they didn't vote for her. She didn't have to play the idol.
Exactly.
She knows that maybe she can trust them. I mean, you know, she had a, maybe
or
she
yeah.
thinks
plays
now she
it, and then she's gone next week.
Then she's gone
she
next
right.
week.
Her chance. At trying to make some inroads.
Yeah.
I think that's what the email said.
Absolutely.
Email? No,
I said that last night, but,
okay, but I thought the email said
there is
well.
An email here, which we will get to now.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So Matt says, first, congrats to Colleen and Jay on expecting baby boy number 2.
Oh.
Super excited for you guys.
Oh, wait. What about
you're in the next
2?
Sentence. Hold on, Jack.
What about grandson number 2?
Maybe keep this one away from Jack. Kidding, kidding. I love hearing stories about you guys and Zach. Thanks.
Whatever.
I agree 100% with Chrissy for not playing the idol for Katrina. If she does, she creates enemies, looks sneaky, makes herself. Maybe we both said this last night. And makes herself the next one out no matter what. By not playing it, she can exploit the cracks in the tribe because obviously there's a bunch. Yes, no duh. It's day three, so there is so much time left in the game. Also, let's be honest, how long was Katrina for this game? Katrina said Olympian 3 times in her final words, but not once in the game. Don't know what it means, but it makes me laugh regardless. I totally thought she said a different word as she was leaving 3 times and was like, what did she just say? But it was Olympian. Glad to have you guys talking Survivor again. Best, Matt.
So, Matt, I first want to apologize that after only a day, Colleen wanted to take credit for your contribution.
I did say it, yesterday. Though. It's on a tape.
But thank you, Matt. I think it's a really good point.
Yeah.
I agree with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Matt more than Colleen's point.
Whatever, dudes. It was a really good point last night.
Do we have another email?
We do. We have 2 more emails. Oh. The next one's from Mandy. Hey.
Mandy!
Which pair has a better chance of being a power couple in the game? JP and Ashley or Ryan and Devin? So glad
Ryan
to have you guys back.
Revan.
Ryan and Devin.
Hashtag Revan.
Revan. Hashtag Revan.
Easily.
That's, yeah. It's probably better to be a bromance than a power couple.
Again, that was my thing I said yesterday. See, you just keep stealing people's ideas, Colleen. This is unacceptable.
Well, you already stole one of mine, I think. No. You stole my Don't Be a Hero, which was pretty genius.
I referenced that you said it.
Okay. Oh, fair enough.
See, I cited my source.
I got to back Jay up on that one.
All right.
I hate doing it, too.
That's all right, traitors, all of you. This is from Victoria. Hey, guys. So happy that you're back to podcasting Survivor. You make the show so much better. Thanks. I have to say that I wish this episode was 2 hours long because I really didn't know anything about these people. I think that's because the drama started so early in the game. It's tough to not compare people to former contestants. I already see Tony, Joe, and Crazy Cass in this cast. Who was the Crazy Cass one?
Alan.
No, but Cass is more Chaos Cass. She knows what she's doing versus Alan. I don't think he can control himself.
Actually, I don't know if Chaos, if she might know what she's doing, but it's not good play.
It's not good play, but I think she intentionally does it versus Alan, which I think is not intentionally being crazy.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
He could be the one that, like a Philip Shepherd, you bring him to the inn because he's not going to get any votes.
He could be a good goat, but.
I don't know if he's going to be a good goat. I think goats are easy control.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you felt is just another contestant reinvented? I personally didn't like the Super Idol because it was super wasted, much like we thought Devin might have been. So happy Survivor is back. Victoria.
Awesome. Thank you, Victoria.
Is there anybody else that you feel is just a carbon copy? I definitely think they're like
Joe. We said Sir Bolton was Michael, right? Not Michael.
I'd say more
Ramsey?
Barnes.
Yeah.
Ramsey Bolton. Yeah.
Ramsey Bolton. I said that he was giving me Mike Holloway, early Mike Holloway
vibes. Mike Holloway, yeah.
Where that dude just ate a scorpion. No way he's making it to the end.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you for the feedback. It is now time to tally the votes. So let's go tally the votes.
I had Katrina pre-merge, right?
You did not. Can't retcon that one. Both Jack and Colleen said merge. I said pre-merge. I said that lady referenced the Olympics way too many times for them to take her all the way to the merge. She didn't even say it in the episode, but still, pre-merge, I get the tally. So I have one to everybody else.
I'm glad you're happy that the poor mom got voted out without even having a chance. You're gloating over there.
So we made our picks for who was going to go home yesterday. We're going to keep those picks. You can't repick.
Who did I pick?
Yeah, I picked.
Oh, Simone.
Said,
Simone.
Alan.
I want to switch to Patrick. I think Sir Bolton is going home.
Too late. Keeping true to what you said.
You said we're not allowed to reference last night anymore.
This is it right here. It's the last chance.
I'm surprised Colleen hasn't switched to both our picks.
Oh!
No, this was my pick, guys. This was totally my idea for
a pick. Remember, I picked it? Didn't I pick that? Wasn't I?
I did say that.
I'm sorry,
last
Matt,
night.
But I appreciate your listenership.
I did. You guys said it was a stupid move, and I explained why it didn't, and now it'll never be. That sucks.
The Charlie Brown music playing over Colleen right now. Jack said Simone.
And the sadness.
Because we didn't see her, did I? I don't remember. Did she get hit with a pineapple? I don't know.
No, she was just not a lot of airtime. Yeah. And I said Jessica, which was my preseason pick for first to go home. So I'm just going to stick with it, or second to go home.
I think
you're making a mistake there. We haven't seen her cry yet.
We haven't. I think she's going to like be kind of obsessive. I want to be a girlfriend, but not really to Cole, and it's just not going to work.
She's going to...
Why? We had the most beautiful babies. Yeah,
single white female him.
Actually, you look at them, they would have some cute babies.
That's true. Right?
But honestly, I think you put anybody with Cole, you're going to have cute babies. Like, I don't know anybody else's contribution to that.
That's true.
I mean, maybe if I had babies with them, they wouldn't be that cute, but you, it's impossible.
We have a very cute baby upstairs.
I attribute more of that to you.
That's
my beautiful wife.
Thanks.
Oh, you know you're in trouble, so you got to say anything at this point, right? Because that's not what you said on the podcast yesterday.
No, that's not. I believe last night you told me that I was not sensitive enough for Ken.
I think that's what I believe that's what it was. Yeah,
that is what it was. And I was like, yeah, I don't visit as many homeless shelters on Instagram as he does.
Anyways, that will do it for this second run at this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
If it didn't record, I'm done.
Yeah, no, you're never hearing this again.
Done for the week.
The number is 385-309-0311.
Call me time.
That's 385-309. This is why we can't have nice things.
I just crushed a cheese wheel into Jay's desk.
A cheese what?
You know, like the Baby Bell cheeses?
Yeah, like
just
the wax.
Just wet the wax all over the desk.
Now you're making me nervous.
Like the side that Colleen sits on, like, you know, mine still looks like a desk. Hers has a bunch of cuts in it and all these different marks.
I haven't sat here.
Well, Zach's a lot like her, because today Zach had cheese puffs. I didn't have any cheese sticks. He calls it Cheetos cheese sticks. Mm-hmm. Him and Gigi, who had cheese puffs. So I had my shirt off, and he's like, I go, what are you doing? He goes, putting it on, Papa. He's putting all this orange cheese puff stuff all over me. I go, dude, what are you doing? And he just thought it was funny. He was putting it all over me.
I've been sitting still too long.
Yeah, she's
a border collie. This is why during the broadcast we have to take periodic breaks, which we do.
You don't see her now. She's like. It's like shaking.
No, our border collie, we just give it some food, and it stops for a little bit.
We didn't get the acre house for Zach to run around. I had to have it for Colleen to be able to run around. join our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/JandJackGroup. We have discussions about every new episode of Survivor and many, many other shows on there. I want to thank our patrons again, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Ritter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. Thank you so much for your patronage and all of our patrons. If you'd like to become a patron today, go to jandjack.com, click on the Become a Patron link. At every different level which you contribute, there's different rewards that you get. So check it out, and it is pretty cool. We may for one of those levels, we'll send out the Lost Survivor episode that we recorded.
The Million Dollar. And in fact, we'll throw in that old Married Man show that never got put up.
That's right. I gave feedback in that show too, which I always thought was a conspiracy.
That was another good podcast.
check out our other shows this fall season. We got Stranger Things with Jay, Jack, and Mike Bloom. Mike Bloom will be on Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen next week.
If Mike doesn't freak out.
Yes. Because Mike is afraid of scary things.
And when he first said that, I thought he was joking. I said, "We'll get you a nightlight." And now I feel bad because he was being serious.
Yeah, but you can if you're not subscribed to Jay and Jack the Whole Enchilada feed, you can go to Stranger Things with Jay, Jack, and Mike on iTunes. It is now searchable.
Artwork soon
find it
from
there.
Jacob. No pressure, Jacob.
Who has a great, great Dancing with the Stars.
I love that one so much.
I said, oh my God, that's excellent.
Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars with Cindy, Heather, and Jack is back.
You like how I rearranged the names on that, right?
I didn't even notice why. How's it go?
It's Cindy, Heather, and Jack.
Oh, I'm last.
You're last.
Because
cool. Jacob's like, who's on it? In what order do you want their names? And I was like, let's go with ladies first.
I'm fine with that. I don't have an ego like some.
Yeah, thank you. Dancing with the Stars is back. What else? We got
the
a Walking
broadcast.
Dead podcast. Broadcast
where you can
is,
find me
with Colleen.
We do talk about Ken is a 10 on there frequently. My co-host, who's never seen Survivor, is very well versed in who Ken is a 10 is and can now reference him.
It's worth feeling of deja vu.
I said that yesterday.
All right, Colleen. Ramblecast and Ramblecast After Dark are going strong as well. All right, that is it. We'll see you guys next week with Mike Bloom in my place. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.